Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World. Bob's World. Big Green Egg. Flip Flops. Bob's World. Bob's World. Peloton. Hispanic Girls. It's the Bob's World theme song. Now, here's Bob.
I need to add to that list.
Just all the Hispanic girls. Every last one of them.
The more that I've learned about you, I think we can add some verses.
Well, maybe hash out an entire song. You know, my dream is that someday we can perform Bringing It Back to Sports as in its full song form. Like, we have
Bringing It Back to Sports.
Like, that's all we have. There's got to be a song.
Here's Bob with an unrelated sports reference.
All right, so Meatloaf on September 27th, 2018 was on with the Hardline.
If you say so.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure I was locked in.
Neither were we.
I didn't know I was going to need this for a future Bob's World. In fact, I didn't even know what that meant.
Dude, it's 3 years ago, and Danny and I have no recollection.
Both of us have no recollection.
Well, Meatloaf passed away.
Oh.
See.
And
we killed him.
I'm not saying this had anything to do with that. I wouldn't go that far, but
we're about to find out.
It was quite an adventure as Meatloaf was on, and frankly, you guys sounded a bit like you had better things to do. But it was great. In fact, you were doing a roadshow that day at a place called Tight Ends.
Perfect.
And Meatloaf had a hard time getting past that to start the interview. So let's go in our Wayback Machine to September of 2018 and start with that.
We are joined by the great Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Good afternoon. How are you? Good.
Hey, where are
good.
You? You're at the Tight End?
Yes, we are at Tight Ends.
That
and you
are
at Lava Con. Oh, you don't know how it's making us laugh, too.
All right, we're off and running.
Oh, God.
We can't believe you're at a place called Tight Ends.
I think you said Tight End.
Yes.
You're
yes,
at Tight
like
End.
Like there's only one.
Right.
Then we dove into his football career, and I want you to pay careful attention. I think this is when Mino starts firing in the Meatloaf drop. Now, the Meatloaf drop.
Meatloaf.
So that predates this interview? Because
oh, yeah. Yeah, he might have been on the concert. Me. He might have been on the concert calendar. We just pulled it because it's a funny, food.
Meatloaf. Yes, it is a funny food, as it were. Okay, this is him telling his football story. Lots of confusion, and Mino certainly wasn't helping much, but that wasn't his job to help. He's entertaining.
I was helping.
Yes, you were.
This is the great Meatloaf joining us here, Dallas's own Meatloaf, and you know, where I'm sitting here next to a guy in Mike.
That's where I grew up. I grew up in Dallas.
Exactly. So I'm sitting next to a guy here in Mike that graduated from Kimball High School in 1968. You're a Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, you're a TJ graduate. What year did you get out?
66.
Okay.
All right.
Did he play football?
Hell no, he didn't play football.
No.
No.
Back then, I weighed, in my senior year, I weighed about 120 pounds, so no.
No, you didn't play football.
No.
My senior year, I weighed 295. This morning, I weighed 195.
Wow. You had to have been the biggest kid on the team back then.
No, I wasn't. Believe it or not. And then I went to Texas Tech, and I was the third smallest defensive lineman there. And I got a partial scholarship, and then we were all working out together. I was on the 11th team, and I worked my way up to 17. And I think I would have been the first at that time the first freshman ever to make a varsity in college.
Me
not
too.
Not on ability, just on pure meanness. I was mean.
Really? How much do you follow football these days? Are you still watch football?
Yeah.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
That's right.
I was at the first Cowboys game ever.
Wow.
That's pretty good, man.
In the old days, the NFL, when it was in the 60s, they used to hire local coaches to go down on weekends to wrap ankles for the players. And so we had a coach, Kirk, who would go down on weekends, and he would take three players every weekend. And I got to go down about three different times. Meet Bob Lilly, Leroy Jordan. I can't remember who else.
Meatloaf.
A lot of them. I know there are probably people are going, who?
No.
What?
No. Not around here, Meatloaf. Not around here. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. First off, you're a jerk, Mino.
No, he's not.
Or a genius.
Just playing Meatloaf drops.
He wanted him to go, yes.
Yeah. And shooting Meatloaf's wheels off.
Meatloaf.
And Meatloaf didn't need help with
Meatloaf
his
said that at 295, he was the third smallest lineman
in
at
1970
Tech.
Or 69? No.
No effing way.
No way.
Well, that's only like the third craziest thing he said there, right? Because he also said he was the first freshman to ever make a varsity in college football.
Or maybe he meant Tech. Either way, it's very...
And then he's at the first ever Cowboys game,
right.
And you guys are like... Oh, that's cool. Well, I mean, play the draft again, Rhino.
He's talking about how he got to basically, he was like the head trainer for the Cowboys. He got to freaking wrap Bob Lilly's ankles.
No,
too.
His coach did.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
And then Rhino. So there's a lot, and you guys are on location, and it's just chaos, and everything's going crazy. And then I think we got to.
Happy birthday, by the way, Meatloaf. We forgot to wish you that at the very outset of the segment.
Yeah, 31 years old today.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
What does Meatloaf do on his birthday? What are the plans? Are you going to save it up?
Can you pause this? Does Mike not speak? What are we doing here? This is like his contemporary, like a guy that no doubt he pushed for.
I think Mike started getting tickled with just the drops doing the talking.
Meatloaf.
Mike is at this point leaned back in his chair just watching the chaos unfold.
Like Mike is just hoping that he'll shout Meatloaf randomly again.
He has a question in a minute that you'll get to.
Okay.
What does Meatloaf do on his birthday? What are the plans? Are you going to save it up for the weekend?
I'm saving. I'm talking to you guys about Paul and John and Randy and I don't know who who's on bass today. Justin playing piano and thinking about them going out, because they're on a little tour and they're going to the tour is going to get bigger and they're going to go to Europe and thinking about that.
So I believe if I understood,
what's wrong with his voice?
He's having such back problems at the time that his band was bringing in a new vocalist with his blessing and his coaching and whatever, and then they were touring and he was not necessarily with them, but it was like called the Meatloaf Experience or something.
Right.
Boy, you got me.
Okay. So then you guys decide.
I hear hardline interest waning as
Boy,
this interview.
The wheels are all over.
Did he go to the Tim Kalashaw house of coughing and voice problems?
He definitely had something going on in his throat. Let's get to a question about the Beatles, I think, here.
Did you go see the Beatles at Memorial Auditorium in 1964?
What? Repeat it.
Did you go see the Beatles? Did you go see the Beatles at Memorial Auditorium in 1964?
No, I know. I Ringo sat in with me in London. George came to the show. Magana came to a show, came back, but I never met him. I was scared to death of him. And John Lennon I met in a coffee shop and couldn't talk to him.
Huh. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's close enough. Closer than anybody else got, you know?
John Lennon or Elvis. Elvis and John Lennon I couldn't talk to.
So you had a chance to talk to Elvis and you blew it off?
What? No, I met him. I sit in the room with him.
Oh, wow.
He'd seen the Rocky Horror Show, and he was complimenting me, and all I could do was go, that's all I could do.
And you said that live on the air, Danny?
Yeah. I said that now.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at this point, you guys were all kind of turning on this thing.
I feel like crap for disrespecting the great loaf of meat.
And then there's a lot of quirky and birthday confusion. And just, I mean, you could just tell everything is happening. Like,
he's not hearing us well.
No,
it's
you're
so
talking
loud
over each other.
He can barely speak.
Tight ends walking around.
And I feel like that when we asked him, did you go see the Beatles? You hear me go, repeat it.
Yes.
Like, did you see the Beatles? And he was like, no, George played with me and whatever. I don't think he understood anything that we were saying.
The conversation sounds like you trying to talk your way into Ranger spring training kick-ass parking with one of those old guys that's running the gate. Well, I park over here. Huh? What? I know the Beatles. No, it's not what I'm supposed to park over here. How? Okay.
Yeah, but I met the Beatles. Yes.
I was real scared. I said,
I'm just going to park here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what we called the dismount of the interview here with Meat Loaf.
We are going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. We can't wait to see this Meatloaf revival that's coming to Lava Cantina. And hopefully you get better and you're back at it.
Go down here. I'm telling you, they're going to blow you away. They will blow you away.
All right, we will go out there and check it out. Thanks for popping on with us, man. Good to talk to you.
Everybody should go.
Yes, we'll get them all out there.
My friends from when I went to high school, get them out there.
Yep, that's right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Well,
see you later. Let me say this. Wait one second. Billy, if you're listening, go out there tonight. There you go.
Yeah, Billy.
Yes, Billy, go.
Get your ass out there, Billy.
All right, that is Meatloaf joining us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Bye, Meat.
Meatloaf.
Oh, this is a sports radio? Oh, man, we've been going on forever. Okay.
I know.
Call me back sometime.
We'd love to.
We will. Baseball, soccer, rugby, I don't care. We can talk about anything.
Meatloaf.
Let's do it.
All right, Meatloaf. We'll see you, bud. Be good. There we go. Right.
Talk to you later.
There he goes.
Bye bye.
Mr. Loaf.
Oh.
Wow.
My God.
What the hell happened?
All right. Now, luckily, we were able to.
See you later.
You said bye to him three times.
He didn't want to leave.
Rugby.
Couldn't get rid of Meatloaf.
All right. Would you guys like to hear a little of the debrief? We have a 30-second bonus material after he was gone.
As
you guys had to put a bow on that segment. And, of course, you did.
What a great day. Toby Keith and Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Corby goes, stop it.
Some
that may be worthy of a chubby checker type revisit at some point.
Yeah. Some dude tweeted, don't forget to wish Mr. Loaf happy birthday if in fact he survives the interview.
Oh my.
How did you find that? Where was that? Did you find it, Ty?
Yeah, Ty.
Yeah, I just Googled it, and next thing you know, it was there. It was just out there.
Dude, I mean, I fully remember Chubby Checker. Like, that was, I can still remember everything about Chubby Checker
It was about Chubby Checker.
Yeah.
He loved him some him.
This, I didn't, and it's only 3 years ago.
I remember it now. Now that we've listened to it, I definitely remember
it. We all remember it now.
Yes, but yeah, that good grief. That is amazing.
Can you play that last one again real quick? Where do we got to go? Yeah, the dismount.
We are going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. We can't wait to see this meatloaf revival that's coming to Lava Cantina. And hopefully you get better and you're back at it.
Go down here. I'm telling you, they're going to blow you away. They will blow you away.
All right, we will go out there and check it out. Thanks for popping on with us, man. Good to talk to you.
Everybody should go.
And yes, we'll get them all out there.
My friends from when I went to high school, get them out there.
Yep, that's right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Well,
so
see you later.
Let me say this. Wait one second. Okay. Billy, if you're listening, go out there now. There you go.
Yeah, Billy.
Yes, Billy, go.
Get your ass out there, Billy.
All right, that is Meatloaf joining us here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Bye, Meat.
Meatloaf.
Oh, this is a sports radio? Oh, man, we've been gone on forever.
Oh, okay. We couldn't.
I know.
Call me back sometime.
We'd love to.
All right, we will. We will.
Baseball, soccer, rugby, I don't care. We can talk about anything.
Barbecue. Meatloaf.
Let's do it.
All right, Meatloaf. We'll see you.
What was that?
Barbecue. There we go.
Talk to you later.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Loaf.
All right, Meatloaf, gotta go. Bye.
hang up. Couldn't get rid of Meatloaf.
Wait a minute. Did you guys say it's a sports station?
Whoa, back it up.
There it is. There's Bob's Orb.
Oh, that is so great. That is so great.
Have you listened yet?
No.
All right, we're just going to sit back and listen to this song for 8 minutes. How long is it?
8.5 minutes.
Damn. Have you done this at Ticket Stock?
No, I haven't done it at Ticket Stock, but a few years ago, there was this gig at the Sons of Herman Hall or something like that, and Chris Holt and Jen Knapp were going to do this song, but they needed somebody to do the Phil Rizzuto part.
Oh, okay.
And they got me for that.
That makes sense. I was kicking around trying to do it at Ticket Stock, but it's a wonderful song. It's one of my all-time favorite songs. And, of course, it's Meatloaf. If you're like Jake and you were spending most of your time filming Jackass videos when you were 15 and not listening to Meatloaf. So Meatloaf died. He's from Dallas. And listening to The Hardline yesterday, remember The Hardline, Mike?
I've heard of them.
So it was kind of at the end of the show, before we went to Stars Hockey, as they just continued their domination of the NHL. And you did not hear this, correct? So I'm excited to bring this to you and everyone else who didn't hear it. So they were replaying the time Meatloaf was on with The Hardline. And if I just said Meatloaf. That to you, what would you say? You remembered immediately?
I can't forget it. It is truly one of, if not the most out there interviews that we've ever done and maybe has ever been on the radio station.
So they're at a Twin Peaks. It's loud.
No, we were at a Tight Ends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tight Ends. It's loud. And Meatloaf appears to be aged.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to really be that, you know, we've had old guests on before and they're a bit slow.
This is right around the time he fell off that stage and got a concussion.
Oh, really?
If you recall, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think something, he wasn't able to be on his own tour, but he was still promoting it.
Yeah, I believe he got someone from American Idol that sounded like him and he was promoting him being on his tour.
Okay, we're going to start with cut two. How do we set it up? Because this is about a 2 minute cut, 2.5 minute cut.
Yeah, so this is Mike just saying that he grew up in Dallas at the same time and
trying to relate to Meatloaf.
Yeah, Mike, they wanted to know Meatloaf's football career because he was a football star.
Okay, the wheels start flying so early. All right.
This is the great Meatloaf joining us here. Dallas's own Meatloaf.
Oh, I should mention. So Mino, throughout this interview, is throwing in the Meatloaf drop.
Meatloaf.
So that's the Meatloaf drop. Apparently Mike had said that at some point in the last 20 years. Yeah. He has this drop. And Mino is not helping. Although, to me, the listener, Mino's helping tremendously to these
just resetting,
guys.
You know?
Trying. Yeah, it's like the ticket drop. Anyway.
He was just being the devil.
And, you know, where I'm sitting here next to a guy in Mike.
That's where I grew up. I grew up in Dallas.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm sitting next to a guy here in Mike that graduated from Kimball High School in 1968. You're a Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, you're a TJ graduate. What year did you get out?
66.
Okay.
All right.
So, and what was... Did he play football?
Hell no, he didn't play football.
No.
No.
Back then, I weighed... In my senior year, I weighed about 120 pounds, so no.
No, you didn't play football.
No.
My senior year, I weighed 295. This morning, I weighed 195.
Wow. You had to have been the biggest kid on the team back then.
No, I wasn't. Believe it or not. And then I went to Texas Tech, and I was the third smallest defensive lineman there. And I got a partial scholarship, and then...
Okay.
Do you have any problems with his...
Massive doubts.
1966.
The idea that Texas Tech had a two deep with... You know, five or six 300-pounders at the 1-3 tech.
Like, wasn't the Cowboys offensive line back then probably averaged under 200 pounds, didn't they?
I mean, it's definitely not anywhere near 300.
Not near 300. William the Refrigerator Perry.
What is it, like 250?
I think something? He was barely three, okay. Right? Or 295, maybe.
I think he was about 320 or so.
I'm just saying... The time we thought the fattest guy in NFL history,
right?
Now everybody has their whole line is that. Okay.
We were all working out together. I was on the 11th team, and I worked my way up to 17. And I think I would have been the first at that time, the first freshman ever to make a varsity in college.
Also a dubious claim.
Very.
Sorry, we're going to talk over a Meatloaf drop, I think.
In college. Not on ability, just on pure meanness. I was mean.
Really?
And this was before we figured out how to do stuff without the
guest
hearing it.
Man, if we could have, this would be on now.
So he could actually hear this, but he's just plowing through it.
Oh, yeah.
How much do you follow football these days? Are you still watch football?
Yeah.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
I was at the first Cowboys game ever.
Wow.
So this guy is not really offering you much as far as...
Wow.
Following up.
Very Mike move from Corby.
You good, man. In the old days, the NFL, when it was in the 60s, they used to hire local coaches to go down on weekends to wrap ankles for the players. And so we had a coach, Kirk, who would go down on weekends, and he would take three players every weekend. And I got to go down about three different times. Meet Bob Lilly, Leroy Jordan. I can't remember who else.
Meatloaf.
A lot of them. I know there are probably people are going, who?
No.
What?
No. Not around here, Meatloaf. Not around here.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
All right, let's wrap it up. We'll play a little more audio, and we'll check in with David Moore right after. So when you guys had Meatloaf on...
Yes.
Did you ask, what wouldn't you do? Did they ever ask that, Mino? You've recently listened to this whole thing.
I did not.
Yeah, I don't.
That's kind of what I want to know from Meatloaf, and I'll never know.
He's
had
dead.
A hard time getting Corby into that. He's not a fan.
The concept of Meatloaf was better than the reality of Meatloaf.
All right, it was hilarious listening to you guys play that yesterday, and we're replaying a little bit. Mike didn't hear it. Let me play a couple more cuts, and then we'll do a ranch report. Let's see. We have... So you were talking football about his... He was 295 pounds, but he was only the third biggest player on the team, right? Or third smallest lineman.
Yes, at 295.
First player ever.
He would have been the biggest guy in the state, right?
That is impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, impossible to believe.
Okay, I believe
Thomas Jefferson was not that different from Kimball. And at Kimball, our defensive lineman went about 170 or so.
Right, right.
Okay, here, I think Mike is going to, this is in 2018, Meatloaf
crafty,
is on the ticket.
Very crafty.
Yeah, crafty.
Where Mike's going to try and talk to him.
A lot of technique.
Did you go see the Beatles at Memorial Auditorium in 1964?
What? Repeat it.
Did you go see the Beatles? Did you go see the Beatles at Memorial Auditorium in 1964?
No, I know. Ringo sat in with me in London. George came to the show. McCartney came to a show, came back, but I...
Sounds a bit like Pete Rose's sister.
I never
understand the question either.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was very simple. It was asked twice
like,
or three times.
Have you ever met any Beatles?
Did you go see the Beatles in 1964 at Memorial Auditorium?
Definitely. And John Lennon I met in a coffee shop and couldn't talk to him.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool. That's close enough. Closer than anybody else got, you know?
John Lennon or Elvis. Elvis and John Lennon, I couldn't talk to.
So you had a chance to talk to Elvis and you blew it off?
What? No, I met him. I talked. I sit in the room with him.
Oh, wow.
He'd seen the Rocky Horror Show, and he was complimenting me, and all I could do was go, that's all I could do.
All right, there's a good drop in there somewhere. There's also a drop here, I think.
What?
Maybe Kevin Edna.
What?
And this is the end of the interview.
Oh, God.
The wheels off Meatloaf interview.
The dismount.
With the hardline, yeah, years ago.
We are going to let you go. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. We can't wait to see this Meatloaf revival that's coming to Lava Cantina. And hopefully you get better and you're back at it.
Go down here. I'm telling you, they're going to blow you away. They will blow you away.
All right, we will go out there and check it out. Thanks for popping on with us, man. Good to talk to you.
Everybody should go.
And yes, we'll get them all out
my
there.
Friends from when I went to high school, get them out there.
Yep, that's right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Well,
so
see you later.
Let me say this. Wait one second. Okay. Billy, if you're listening, go out there tonight. There you go.
Yeah, Billy.
Yes, Billy, go.
Get your ass out there, Billy.
All right, that is Meatloaf joining us here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Bye, Meat.
Meatloaf.
Oh, this is a sports radio? Oh, man, we've been gone on forever. Okay.
I know.
Call me back anytime.
We'd love to.
We will.
Baseball, soccer, rugby, I don't care. We can talk about anything.
Meatloaf.
Let's do it.
All right, Meatloaf. We'll see you, bud. Be good.
There he goes.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mr. Loaf.
There's a Grandpa Munster vibe to it as well.
There's so much there.
Wow.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, 3 years ago, no recollection until we replayed it. And I
Mike
can't believe that.
And I said we're going to do this.
Believe that.
I know, dude, and
Mike's
I remember
like,
every
the biggest day in my radio career.
Like I'm typically remember everything. Danny couldn't remember it either. We're both just like, "What? Oh, yeah." Whoops. Sorry, Norm.
Jeez.
That is very Norm.
Yeah.
How about a ranch report now? Do we have a sponsor? This is David Moore from the Dallas Morning News.
Crawford Services and Blue Nail Roofing.
David, do you read me?
Is there anything better than dismissive Corby who's had enough and wants to move on?
Yep, that's right. That's the goal.
Well, see you later.
We couldn't get rid of him.
That's the goal.
You said goodbye four times. Okay, bud. Okay, bud.
So are we all Sean Payton'd out? That's been the big talk for a couple of days.